May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be now and always acceptable to thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In this sermon, I'm going to make one point. Every person who is, who has been, or who ever will be, is given the opportunity during their earthly life to eventually enter into the kingdom God has prepared. Sadly, not every person makes the choice to do so. Florence Nightingale is a person who chose to do so, and her life has become an example, a light shining in the dark, which has encouraged other people to choose to live their earthly life following her example. The gospel reading for this morning, Matthew 25, 31 to 40, is about the final judgment, the end of time, when it will be revealed who is welcomed into the kingdom God has prepared. The description of that momentous moment, which Jesus shares with his disciples as they sit on the Mount of Olives overlooking Jerusalem, is quite detailed. Jesus shared this information a few days before he and the disciples gathered in the upper room to celebrate the Passover meal for the last time together. In other words, Matthew chapter 25 contains information that Jesus shared during the last week of his earthly ministry. What are we to learn from what Jesus shared? First, there will be a moment when time will come to an end. No one knows when that moment will come. And so in Matthew chapters 24 and 25, Jesus keeps saying over and over and over, be prepared, use your time wisely. Second, the one who will sit as judge at that momentous moment is the Son of Man. This is a phrase used in Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. And it was used by Jesus to refer to himself. This means that we can come confidently before our judge, for he understands our weaknesses. For he faced all the same temptations we do, yet did not sin. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15-16 says, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it. The one who will judge our earthly life is full of compassion and understanding. Thirdly, all the peoples of the earth will be gathered before the seat of judgment, and then the judge will sort the multitude into two groups, just like a shepherd separating the sheep and the goats into two groups. And fourthly, then the judge explains the reason for his action and why each person is in a particular group. The reason relates to how the individual person chose to live their earthly life moment by moment. And there are six actions that the judge considers: feeding the hungry, giving something to drink to the thirsty, offering hospitality to the stranger, clothing the naked, caring for the sick, visiting those in prison. In summary, how did the person choose to respond to those in need? The sheep, the first group of people, are those who in their earthly life showed compassion to people in need. The people in the first group are judged to be righteous and are welcome into the eternal kingdom. The good news in this judgment is that anyone and everyone can choose to be a person of compassion in their daily life, even though it may feel very difficult at times. We can each choose to use what we have freely received from God to bless another person who is in need. In so doing, the love of God will shine forth in the world through us and bring glory to our Father in heaven. Florence Nightingale was such a person, and today we give thanks to God for her example and for people like her who have shown compassion to each of us in our time of need. Amen.